Joshua 24. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel at Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, their heads, their judges, and their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. From the ancient times, your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates River, namely Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the Euphrates River, and led him through all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants and gave him to Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau, and to Esau I gave Mount Seir, to possess it. But Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt by what I did in its midst. And afterward I brought you out. So I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. And Egypt pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. But when they cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your own eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and you lived in the wilderness for a long time. Then I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who lived beyond the Jordan, and they fought with you, but I handed them over to you, and you took possession of their land when I eliminated them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, rose up and fought against Israel. And he sent messengers and summoned Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I was not willing to listen to Balaam, so he had to bless you. And I saved you from his hand. You crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the citizens of Jericho fought against you. And the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Therefore I handed them over to you. Then I sent the hornet before you, and it drove out the two kings of the Amorites from you, not by your sword nor your bow. And I gave you a land which you had not labored, and cities which you had not built, and you have lived in them. You are eating of vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and truth, and do away with the gods which your fathers served beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we would abandon the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of slaves, and did great signs in our sight, and watched over us all the way in which we went, and among all the peoples through whose midst we passed. The Lord drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Then Joshua said to the people, "You will not be able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your wrongdoing or your sins. If you abandon the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and destroy you after he has done good to you." And the people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." So Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves, that you have chosen for yourselves the Lord, to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." Now then, do away with the foreign gods which are in your midst, and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey his voice." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Then Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, because it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. So it shall be a witness against you, so that you do not deny our God. Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to his inheritance. Now it came about after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the territory of his inheritance, in Timnath-Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of Mount Gaash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, and had known every deed of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Now they buried the bones of Joseph, which the sons of Israel brought from Egypt, at Shechem, in the plot of land which Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. And they became the inheritance of Joseph's sons. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. And they buried him at Gibeah, the town of his son Phinehas, which was given to him in the hill country of Ephraim. Matthew 21. When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus then sent 2 disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them.' And he will send them on immediately." Now this took place so that what was spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled. "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their coats on them, and he sat on the cloaks. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others were cutting branches from trees and spreading them on the road. Now the crowds going ahead of him, and those who followed him, were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is Jesus, the prophet, from Nazareth in Galilee." And Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all those who were selling and buying on the temple grounds. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." And those who were blind and those who limped came to him in the temple area and healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became indignant, and they said to him, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'From the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself'?" And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there. Now in the early morning, when he was returning to the city, he became hungry, and seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it except leaves alone. And he said to it, "No longer shall there ever be any fruit from you." And at once the fig tree withered. Seeing this, the disciples were amazed and asked, "How did the fig tree wither all at once?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive it all." When he entered the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him while he was teaching, and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" But Jesus responded and said to them, I will also ask you one question, which, if you tell me, I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John was from what source? From heaven or from men? And they began considering the implications among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say to us, Then why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the people, for they all regard John as a prophet. And answering Jesus, they said, We do not know. He also said to them, Neither am I telling you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. But he replied, I do not want to. Yet afterward he regretted it and went. And the man came to his second son and said the same thing, and he replied, I will, sir. And yet he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, The first. Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you, seeing this, did not even have second thoughts afterward so as to believe him. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it, and dug a winepress in it, and built a tower, and he leased it to the vine growers and went on a journey. And when the harvest time approached, he sent his slaves to the vine growers to receive his fruit. And the vine growers took his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they did the same things to them. But afterward he sent his son to them, saying, They will respect my son. But when the vine growers saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and take possession of his inheritance. And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine growers? They said to him, He will bring those wretches to a wretched end, and lease the vineyard to other vine growers, who will pay him the fruit in the proper seasons. Jesus said to them, Did you never read in the scriptures? A stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone. This came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruit, and the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and on whomever it falls, it will crush him. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they understood that he was speaking about them. And although they sought to arrest him, they feared the crowds, since they considered him to be a prophet. 1 Timothy 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. Just as I urged you upon my departure from Macedonia to remain on at Ephesus, so that you would instruct certain people not to teach strange doctrines, nor to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies, which give rise to useless speculation rather than advance the plan of God, which is by faith, so I urge you now. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith. Some people have strayed from these things and have turned aside to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions. But we know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully, realizing the fact that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and worldly, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for the sexually immoral, homosexuals, slave traders, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound teaching, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service, even though I was previously a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor. Yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord was more than abundant, with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost sinner, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight, keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. Among these are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, so that they will be taught not to blaspheme. Proverbs 8:12 through 21. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Advice is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. By me, kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, all who judge rightly. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, to endow those who love me with wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Psalm 90 through Psalm 91. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. You turn mortals back into dust, and you say, "Return, you sons of mankind." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or like a watch in the night. You have swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning, they are like grass that sprouts anew. In the morning, it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening, it wilts and withers away. For we have been consumed by your anger, and we have been terrified by your wrath. You have placed our guilty deeds before you, our hidden sins in the light of your presence. For all our days have dwindled away in your fury. We have finished our years like a sigh. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is only trouble and tragedy, for it passes quickly, and we disappear. Who understands the power of your anger, and your fury according to the fear that is due you? So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Do return, Lord. How long will it be? And be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your graciousness, that we may sing for joy and rejoice all our days. Make us glad, according to the days you have afflicted us, and the years we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your majesty to their children. May the kindness of the Lord our God be upon us, and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. One who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will lodge in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it is he who rescues you from the net of the trapper, and from the deadly plague. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may take refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the plague that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that devastates at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes, and see the retaliation against the wicked, for you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will happen to you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels orders concerning you, to protect you in all your ways. On their hands they will lift you up, so that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will walk upon the lion and cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Because he has loved me, I will save him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a long life, and show him my salvation.